Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming up this weekend, it's going to be big, the Trump birthday, the parade in Washington. Anybody know why, though, I especially celebrate June 15th? Dan, any guess? Even though we'll be down the shore, I will be having several drinks, maybe a cake. Bro knows this. For June 15th.
Juneteenth, a couple days early?
No. Oh, no, okay. That's an okay idea, I guess. No, and June 14th, Trump's birthday, the celebration with the Army Washington.
It's about a week before Dom Giordano Day, so it's not
that. Oh, that's right. Counting down to that. Because it is the guiding star. It's the North. Johnny, if we can do anything at Mulligan's to celebrate this, any creative idea, it is the day in which the modern Electoral College became law. In other words, previously with the Electoral College, they were voting wait a minute.
That's such a corny thing to sell.
Whoa, they were voting for president and vice president, and they were getting these weirdo events. You could vote for both in the same party, Dan. And it set off all kinds of crazy scenarios.
Woo, Electoral College Day.
I think it was Aaron Burr and Jefferson, and people voted for one of the, you know what I mean? It caused trouble. So they solidified how the Electoral College works. Now, I know it's a bit dampened this year due to Kamala Harris and due to President Trump winning the popular vote. I don't care about the popular vote. I love 2016. I know, Dom, come on. I love 2016 better because 44,000 voters separated us from President Hillary Clinton. We won the Electoral College, baby, and that's all that you need.
Since it's an Electoral College party, do you get a kegger?
You know what? If you're Dana Wildwood, stop in. Yes.
All right.
Bro, Sunday, remember that.
Any good
that.
College party needs a keg, Dom.
Yeah, we will
especially
be.
Especially an Electoral College
you know,
party.
I will be quizzing people that day. And the beauty of it. The small states, you can't just inundate us with, oh, I don't know, a town like what? L.A. You know, these population centers that are seething. By the way, I'm watching guys, Bill Malugi and Dan, we got to get him on the show. You and I both have to tag team this. This guy is better than anybody on Fox. First of all, his hair is better. He looks better. He's the one that broke the story of these trucks pulling up, and we'll play it, in L.A., suddenly with rent-a-gangs. Nobody's there. Then suddenly a convoy of people come in. And guess what the cars all have on their aerials? What flag are they flying? Palestinian flag? El Salvador? Mexico? No American flags. And in addition to that, these convoys, they're giving out these fancy plastic shields to wear like riot cops wear. The protesters have riot cop shields now in L.A. And they showed the trucks pulling up and dispensing hundreds of them. All right. So mark that day down. June 15th is Electoral College Day.
Woo!
Yeah, Dan, I'll be calling you.
Can't wait to party on that one.
I'll be calling you about 8:30 that morning when you're having your Jimmy Dean and saying, Dan, do you know what day it is?
Don't interrupt my Jimmy Dean eating.
Now, we know that June 20th is Dom Giordano Day. It's a shame, isn't it, that only Wildwood celebrates this? I mean, you know, there's 365 days a year. A lot of cities could celebrate.
Why do other? What does Weymouth have any reason to celebrate Dom Giordano for?
Well, look, I
got to start doing remotes in Weymouth.
Well, that's true. I added a new wrinkle too in honor of Fred Herring yesterday when we had him on, who said, "Would I consider being a celebrity bartender whatever day we want in the summer?" Well, at Mulligan's, I'm going to have Johnny show me the inside world of being a great bartender on YouTube.
Did you get a lesson?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Rose said, well, wait a minute. What do you mean? They're going to have you mix drinks? And I said, of course. Yeah, I've never mixed. Doesn't matter.
Well, so I'm going to quiz you on some cocktails.
Give us one.
What's in a cranberry vodka?
Vodka and cranberry.
Woo!
Yeah, there you go. All right. That's one I can make, bro. Put that up on the board at home. All right. If you're on YouTube, put a big check mark.
How about this one? A hard one, Dom.
Yes.
A gin and tonic.
You need gin. I think there's gin in gin and tonic.
Yes, yep.
And then there's tonic water.
Oh, there's one more ingredient, though. Got to top it with something there, Dom.
Cherry.
No, a lime. Come on. A cherry in your gin. Actually, you know what? Maybe. Actually, that might be right.
Rose
I'm going to get calls from bartenders saying I'm wrong with my lime.
All right. So can Johnny turn me into an effective bartender? I told her just the beer thing. You know, you got to pull it and you have to top it off of the top. There's a whole technique to it. So we will be getting into that with John. Johnny doesn't even know that, but I'm sure he's an excellent bartender, Dan. Is it Maria? Is that the woman who's the head bar person there? I think it's Maria.
I don't want to get it wrong. So
I'm pretty sure it's Maria.
I believe
Maria.
It is.
All right. Let's begin, though. This weekend is also the Days of Defiance. There is no King Days, okay? And Philadelphia is going to be the flagship of this Winer Festival on Saturday. Well, guess who's leading the charge? Randy Weingarten has signed off the teachers' union. Is there any reason why the teachers' unions are hated? They really are. They're going to be among the leaders. I don't know if Randy Weingarten's coming to Philadelphia. If I find out she is, we got to get her on. But here is her cohort of the bigger union. How is it that this woman I'm going to play you, Becky Pringle.
Oh, she's back.
Who is a dummy.
Oh, man.
Becky's is the head back. Of the NEA.
Oh, Becky's back.
Yeah. Let's hear the styling of Becky Pringle. This is... In 2024, when Biden was still in it, he was going to come here to Philadelphia for the convention.
Uh-huh.
But what happened is there were protesters or there was a union thing. So he and Dr. Jill Biden did not come.
In all the things.
Here is the president, what she said that day in her address, Becky Pringle.
NEA, we have to win all the things, all the things.
It's like Dwight Schrute in Seinfeld.
On us to win all the
it
things.
Has been a lifetime struggle, a never-ending fight, I say to you, and you will understand that it is a privilege to fight.
All right, but here's Becky Pringle in L.A. to support the protesters. Now, this is a woman, like Randy Weingarten, at least, is shrewd, difficult, head of the AFT, the smaller union. This woman is the head of the giant. They have over 3 million members. NEA. Here's Becky Pringle in L.A.
You see working people around you. You see concerned citizens around you all standing up and saying enough.
Oh.
Enough. Enough.
Why does she look so afraid of the microphone?
Of the ICE rape. Enough. Of the cruelty and the hate. Enough.
Today, Junior.
We know what this administration is doing. So we are saying to Donald Trump and all of his allies, we will not scapegoat immigrants.
That's right.
We will not. The people who have failed this country, we will not.
All right, Dan, but in there, she went on to say, that's the long version. This is cut five that I have. Here's what she said, rewriting. Remember, this woman is in charge of the educators educating our kids. Listen to her version of we the people, of what you're guaranteed as an American citizen or something like that. Here's Becky Pringle.
We the people! We the people! We the people!
Yeah!
All of us have that right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of justice!
Wait a minute. Did Jefferson go? Okay, let's go back, Becky. Is that Thomas Jefferson or is that some comma you're quoting? Here's Becky Pringle. Listen to the end.
Oh, you want that again?
Yeah, the 18-second, yeah.
All of us have that right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of justice!
All right, there we go. That's Becky Pringle on the fire. This is the head of the NEA. It's remarkable stuff, is it not? That the head of the NEA doesn't apparently even know the words of Jefferson. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Now, yesterday, and we're trying to get one of them on, the big unions in downtown Philadelphia had a rally in support of the SEIU guy, which is a Marxist union. So you figure they would be there, but the guy that heads up the AFL-CIO, and I think we had him on before, he's there, also touting this on, and the coverage says that the unions are solidly behind illegal immigrants. Do I think the building trades in Philadelphia are lining up with Mexican flags to support illegal immigrants? I don't think so. The SEIU, maybe the AFL-CIO now. They might be doing that, but I would be very surprised if that's the case. One other thing, Victor Fiorillo, who writes for the Philly Mag, I like his stuff. He comes on. We sometimes spar. He's got a piece today saying he has a source, a socialist with a right to carry. The guy's a socialist, but he has a concealed carry permit. Telling him that Philly could look like L.A. in 2 weeks. I'm simply saying that he only can say they live within the city limits or self-described socialists with a license to carry. The activist went on to say, local organizers have been monitoring ICE raids here and elsewhere, determining the best course of action to combat ICE. They say that protesters here, in fact, ready and willing to combat ICE in the literal sense, as we're seeing in L.A., they've also been educating themselves on the laws and rules surrounding ICE activities, i.e., what can ICE do and what can't ICE do? All right, so here we have them posturing in Philadelphia. Now, you know, we're honoring on Dom Giordano Day, the first time we've honored an organization, we are honoring the ICE Philadelphia. And yesterday, after a conference with Dan, we now have three honorees, Linda Kearns, Fred Herron, and Pat Malloy. So Dan and I went to the plaque trophy place yesterday.
Ooh, the dentist with the trophies?
Yeah. And not only...
Oh, that kind of plaque. Okay.
That's right. Dr. Benz was not in the... Dr. Benz plaque this year goes to... not only did he recognize, but I had to pose for pictures there with a woman and her husband who were listeners. Yes.
Really? That's amazing.
And I love that picture. I have it in the email here. I'll pull it up. Yes.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Valley Forge Christian group.
Oh,
they,
wow.
They said they were late for a graduation, but what the heck? We took pictures.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here's the takeaway for me, though. Bro liked the hair look so much, it was a little bit windblown. We're going to be using that on official pictures.
There you go.
That's going to be on the picture of the plaque. It says Dom Time, then it has my picture, then it has, you know.
We're finally moving on from the one shot of
yeah.
you looking over the city with the suit on?
Yeah, I think we might move into this wind blow.
Wow, a new era for the Dom.
I will put it up.
Is it a profile picture on Twitter?
Yeah, I will put up on Twitter, and we'll see. And it's a picture with a listener. What could be better than that? Man of the people.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. It's all in work. All right, side question today is begging to be the side question. 855-839-1210, you get in. And that is, hit us with something you associate, person, place, or thing. Think of people with the City of Angels, with Los Angeles. I'm going to take off the board. First thing I think of is plastic surgery, particularly females.
That's fair, yeah.
Corking the bat. It's a lot of corking the bat there.
Me and Maisie were watching an old season of Real Housewives last night. Why am I admitting this on air? And there's a character named Dorit who looks like a completely different person.
Right.
And to your point, it's because it's such a part of their culture out there in L.A., the plastic surgery, that a person looks completely different 15 years down the road.
Yeah, I would agree. So I will take off plastic surgery, particularly the cork gets you corking the bat reference there. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
Yep. How about yours, Dan?
How about a good series? Well, good at the time. I went back and watched it. It's pretty bad, actually, now. How about Entourage, Dom, that HBO series?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think it's that bad at all. I like some of the characters.
No, go back and watch it. It's terrible. It's cringy.
It's my comfort show, Dan.
No, it's Henry, it's bad. It's a bad show.
I think they use the scenery well. They give you a good feel. And Ari is an unbelievable character.
I mean, Ari's funny. He's a great character. It's just...
Well, I want it. I would hire him as my agent. Not that I don't have a great one now, but I want a guy like that who kicks in the door.
I think the best way to describe that show in one image is the image of Turtle's car. It is the television version of a bright yellow Hummer from 2003.
Right. Okay.
Well, and it just didn't age well.
Okay. All right. So 855-839-1210. We'll get Henry's in a moment. That's today's side question. But jump in. And coming up yesterday in the House, a bill was finally passed. Do you remember when this happened? And it was due to the Wolf Secretary of State, who was so busy cooking the books, 2020 election, presidential election. Remember that? With ballots coming in 3 days late, mail-in ballots, that she forgot to do her job. And as a result, they could not vote on opening up for sex abuse victims a window past the statute of limitations. Well, yesterday, it passed in the House, finally. But a lot of Republicans voted against it. I'll tell you what I think the reason might be, and I don't think it's good unless there's something in there procedurally they don't like, but I think they have a patron they might be protecting. Democrats voted for it for once after they screwed it up the last time. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. I'll give you some more updates. Bill Malugin, though, deserves a bigger role at Fox. That guy is incredible. In the field, his reports, the stuff he's been showing, are just remarkable. I have a little bit of sound from him, too. 855-839.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls. Jack Chitterelli, a double good move on Twitter. One, responding to our guy, Scott Presler, about what Presler was talking about as far as plastic bags. Single-use, so-called single-use. And Chitterelli saying there would be no plastic bag ban if I'm elected governor.
Oh, thank gosh.
Well, I don't want to rain on. I'm going to upsell this a bit. You know, you got to beat the legislature into the ground. I don't know, by executive order, if we get him on tomorrow, Dan, when he's a nominee, is he saying that by executive order he can rescind the ban on plastic bags? Because if he is, run on it.
Yes.
Definitely. He's finally getting it, Jack Chitterelli. That's very Trumpian. No ban on plastic bags. Oh, they litter. No, you litter.
There's absolutely no way that these new bags that you get from the supermarkets are any less wasteful. And they're apparently recyclable, but they take up more space. Me and Maisie were just complaining about this over the weekend because we have, like, it's got to be like 3 feet thick of just these bags stacked against one another. We're like, what the heck do we do with these things now? I guess we do.
Oh, you mean they're the knockoff? Well,
they're not. They're like almost like nylon mesh almost.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to get the ones that Luke bought us. We've had them now 6 years. They're unbelievable. They're really good.
Well, we have our own, but what we do is, I hate to say, but often we do the pickup for Acme, where we pull into a spot, and how they do that is they bag all their groceries in these, what they consider, I guess, recyclable bags.
Yeah,
so we get four or five bags each time we pick up our groceries, and it's just built up into a massive problem.
That's wasteful, and they're worse, and you should be going in and getting your own groceries.
No, we're not doing that.
All right, so...
Just bring them back the plastic bags.
Jack Chitterelli has to do more of this. Be serious about that if he can do it by executive order. Now, I don't know how that plays in Jersey, given Jersey, but I was thrilled to see that this morning. Here's something I wasn't thrilled about. We're trying to get a reason why here. Yesterday, the House voted. Let me see if I have the exact number. There were two different bills, both Democrats voting unanimously for one of them, 122-80. What these bills would do would take away that current statute of limitations in the childhood sexual abuse file lawsuits. Now, remember what happened. Kathy Buchvar, too busy sticking her nose into trying to push Joe Biden over the finish line. Remember her, Secretary of State? She and her staff of 60 or so did not put out the notices that are supposed to go into newspapers indicating there would be a change in this, because it's constitutional, in the statute of limitations laws. And as a result, we're back now. That was in the Wolf era. And these people still haven't gotten their day in court. So Democrats voted in favor of this. Republicans did not. Dan, can you think of any reason? I only have one, and it's not a good one, unless they tell us there's something procedural. Maybe we'll have to ask some of our Republican friends. The reason is the Catholic Church. That's what I think it is. Why would Democrats finally vote for something that is kind of law and order, and Republicans voted against this? Now, if they think there's something procedural in there that I'm unaware of, okay. I think it's more because the number one place this would go is the Catholic Church. And I'll ask, is that deserved now? I think it is. I don't think they've ever fully gotten their day in court. So it did pass. It goes on to the Senate, which is dominated by Republicans. Are Republicans going to vote against this? And if so, what don't they like in the language? Maybe there's something in the language that I'm unaware of. Or is it they're afraid it's going to open up the whole Catholic Church thing again? I think it's a big deal. It's undercover because of the primary and everything else going on and what's going on in L.A., but I saw it this morning. 855-839-1210, you get a line. Something associated with L.A. Let me go to John in Northeast Philly. John's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Dom, how you doing?
Good.
Dom, I don't know if you remember or not. It was probably about 10 or 12 years ago. He was still the director of public safety in Bedsalem,
yes.
Fred Horan.
Yeah.
He had come on your show, and you gave a little preamble about what he was going to talk about.
Right.
And he had this novel idea about police
DNA.
Stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, a DNA, a voluntary DNA, him being the Bill of Rights enthusiast that he is, wanted people to voluntarily give up their DNA. So I was listening, and I was like, why would anybody do that? So I called your producer. I said, ask Fred if he would do it. So he said, do you want to do it? And I said, yeah. So I got on, and I said, Fred, would you give up your DNA voluntarily?
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, would you advise your son or your daughter to do it?
Okay.
And he said, no. Now, you speak to him very highly, and this was just my first impression of Fred, so first impressions are everlasting. But what I don't understand is you're a pretty staunch conservative dude. How did you guys go from that to, you know, him being, a good friend of yours and, you know, an honoree at your thing?
Well, we differ on that. I don't know if he still holds that. We might ask him about that. But, John, on what he's doing in Bucks County, enforcing the law, and what he's doing to take criminals off the street, which is very bold, I'm very supportive. So we do differ over that. If he still holds that, yeah. And we kid about it. When I've had him on, we've talked about, I mean, I remember the intensity of that. It was pretty wild. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes there are differences, but there's more of the upside. Who's your, go ahead, John.
Yeah. No. I just was going to say, I've spoken to people who've worked for him, guys
right.
I know that left the Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
Police Department and worked for him. You know, they say very good things about him. I mean, that one idea, I guess it was up there with the pet rock. That was ridiculous, that idea.
You know what I mean? He's
open
to talking about it. Next time he's on, I'll ask him about it again as he changed his mind. I hear you. I hear nothing but good things.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
I'm about
him very highly.
I'm glad you asked. John, what's your L.A. association?
The only thing I can think of when I think of L.A. is O.J. and the Bronco.
That's a good one.
That's all I think of. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, John. Look, we took the call. We answered the question. No, we still differ. I don't know if Fred still shares that, and I have to go back the exact of it, but I love what he's doing. I love a lot of stuff here. He is one of the honorees, Pat Malloy and Linda Kearns. Think about it now. If you missed yesterday's show, we will have the two principals, or two of the principals, that helped President Trump, mightily helped President Trump to win Pennsylvania. The Secretary of Offense, that is Scott Presler out there registering people, gathering voters, the press on that, and Linda Kearns stopping Democrat shenanigans and making people believe in mail-in balloting. So I don't know what to make of what's happened so far in Jersey. In that, Presler yesterday and on Twitter today, he made the point again. Why did people in Jersey, you can vote early? Why are Republicans waiting for today to vote? I mean, haven't they got the message? Anything at the last, how many times do we have to go through this? Are they going to do that on Election Day in November? Are we still going to have this problem with people not voting early? It just doesn't, it doesn't register with me why you would go down that path. I thought we crossed that bridge, and that's the point Scott Presler is making. All right, more of your calls coming up. We'll get Henry's LA Association, 855-839-1210. Love to hear your theory. Yesterday in the House, they voted to open up the sex abuse statute in Pennsylvania, and yet Republicans voted against it. Will they do it in the Senate? And if they do it in the Senate, what will that mean? What's the reason why? I haven't heard from Republicans the reason why. Some Republicans voted for it. Is it the Catholic Church again? Is that what they're afraid of? We're going to open that up and there's going to be more and more around that? That's the biggest thing that I can think of. All right, 855-839-1210.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. YouTube alert, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Going to show you footage of the looting that started. Now, How's the looting related to any of this with people here illegally? One night it was Adidas. People still say Adidas. I've heard that said that way.
Or I mean, we can Nike. If we want.
Yeah, I think that's
the
Germanic
trend.
Yeah. No, I've somebody told me that. All right. And I watched during that break up on YouTube this distraught woman coming back to the business, throwing herself down on the ground that she worked for years and years, she starts talking about. I don't know how she voted, but, you know, if you voted for Democrats, so well. These people needed to release all this energy. It's because of Trump, ICE, and Hegseth. Here's a little footage of the LAPD coming upon the scene. And look, it illustrates they're doing a good job. They're trying to apprehend looters. Well, when you have a mob of people all running through a door at once, unless you're willing really to hit them with a nightstick, I don't know if you can call it a baton, Dom. It's very difficult. Dan, I know you haven't seen this yet. As you're watching it, youtube.com/1210WPHT.
Yeah, it's playing right now there.
Yeah, their tackling technique in some of these is not overwhelming.
It's not, yeah.
And once you get them down on the ground, it's hard to cuff them. Cuffing somebody is not the easiest thing in the world. Even with two cops, etc. If you resist and there's a bunch of people around, that might knock into the cops, you know. But I think they do get a few people there. Then you start to think, is it worth it? In Philadelphia, think about it as a cop. Are you going to tackle somebody and possibly go through something? Because you know Krasner is going to let him out on this. Meatball is an example. You know, are you tackling Meatball or are you saying, no, what the hell? I'm not doing that.
Can you tackle Meatball?
Right. It's not like on TV. You tackle, you get him down, you still got to cuff him. And if it's one person, this is another thing where most female cops in this situation, they're not going to be able to tackle guys like this and cuff him. A lot of males can't. I mean, it's not an easy thing. I know they teach him techniques and all, but under the gun, you got this mob coming at you.
There's one really intuitive guy, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, that everyone's escaping through one door. There's these giant glass doors that are just covered by blinds.
Yeah.
And I guess they're open, and only one guy decides to sneak out that way.
Yeah.
Everyone else goes through this one small door, and then you have officers run up, trip and fall, slip on something wet. Yeah, it's just a sight to behold, Dom.
That's why you had that in Port Richmond when you were over in Port Richmond, and I remember the one guy, a security guy, who just stood guard on an entire shopping corridor there.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Yeah, that guy should have, you know, and we...
What was his name, Fishtown Batman or something like that?
Yeah, we didn't ever get to know who he was. That guy should have been honored in that situation. I mean, protecting all of that. That's what it was about. All right, let's go to Martin in Abington. I think Martin's got a problem, though. Martin, what's your problem?
Hi, I actually have two problems, if you'll hear me out. The first one is you don't send the Marines in because the Marines are untrained in policing. And if the shots start ringing out and innocents are killed, you don't have enough money in the Treasury to pay off those lawsuits.
First of all, the Marines are not going to be there in the capacity that you're talking about by and large. They're going to do two things. They're going to do backup to them. And in an emergency, would you rather have the Marines there or nobody?
Well, I look at Vietnam when there were millions of people in the streets. The Marines were never called in because they're not trained. They have zero training.
I don't think that's true. Marines will call in and tell you that's ridiculous. No, and it's the threat of the Marines. It's sending a message. You know what? We're going to put this down. You're not going to do what you want.
Okay, that's the one problem. You may not think it's a problem, but I think a lot of people do. And if, like I say, if there are deaths, if it's Kent State, a la Kent State, you don't have money in the Treasury to pay it off.
Well, that was not the Marines. Thing, that was the ill-trained National Guard with a governor who was not sufficient there. But go ahead.
Okay, the second thing is, in Nebraska, we're seeing with this plan, no contingency plan. In Nebraska, the same thing's going to happen in California. Yes, let's say we sweep all the illegals and a good amount of the green card people leave too, because let's face it, they're scared they're just going to get rounded up, and they are getting rounded up and go through all this. And what we're doing is Nebraskans' farms are wholesale closing. The farms are going bankrupt. All the farms are closing. Look it up. And if the same thing happens to California, 90% of those farms go under. And
Martin, you know what? This is tiresome. It's the old argument, a day without an immigrant, the country's going to collapse. We'll see. All right.
Well, Nebraska, it's already happened.
All right. What's your
Nebraska,
what is your
look at the South.
Okay? What is your LA association?
Beverly Hills, Hollywood. Excuse me, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood.
Right,
that's
that
a
works,
good one.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go again. A day without immigrants. Oh, you're going to see the world's going to end here. We're nowhere near that. Although, what I think the difference is that ICE is not just confining themselves to people here illegally with criminal records, etc. They're going to workplaces now. That's a bit of a difference here. That's going to ratchet things up. By the way, I mentioned Victor Fiorillo over at Philly Mag saying his source, a socialist with a concealed carry permit, says the same thing could happen here in Philadelphia. They're tired of what ICE is doing. He also says, watch some of these right-wing yahoos go off because the cause of that big fire over at the SEPTA graveyard for SEPTA vehicles was an EV vehicle, lithium battery. You're seeing that play out. Whammo! These driverless cars in downtown LA are now restricted. They're not going to go there because they get them, they set them on fire, and those things burn unbelievably. So, yeah, the EV is a very, very dangerous thing.
Yes. Trump is speaking at the White House. I have some audio.
A little bit? Sure.
You have Trump on the riding in Los Angeles directly, right. Talking about interactions and such, or specifically on Gavin Newsom. Dom, where do you want to start?
I see him talking about if they riot, they'll be met with equal or greater force, something like that.
Damn. Here you go, Dom.
Yeah.
Insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible. We have, as you've seen, it was on most of your networks. People with big, heavy hammers pounding the concrete and pounding curbs, pounding it, breaking up all, and handing these big chunks of concrete to people. And they were taking that concrete, going up on bridges and dropping it into the roof of a car. They were throwing it at our police. They were throwing it at our soldiers that are there. And we got it stopped, and we have them in custody right now. Look, if we didn't get involved right now, Los Angeles would be burning, just like it was burning a number of months ago with all the houses that were lost. Los Angeles right now would be on fire, and we have it in great shape. I'm not playing around.
How will you determine whether or not there is an insurrection?
Well, you take a look at what's happening.
I
can tell you there are certain
insurrection.
Areas of Los Angeles that you could have called it an insurrection. It was terrible. But these are paid insurrectionists. These are paid troublemakers. They get money. And when you take a look at what they do, where they show up and everyone's saying, what's he doing? He's pounding the curbs. This one guy's pounding the curb, breaking the curb and handing big pieces of granite. In some cases, it's granite and concrete to other people. And they're running out with it. And then we watch the other people and they try and throw it into the face of the soldiers, throw it into the face of.
All right. We got the president on that. One point on this insurrection stuff coming up. Remember, 5 years ago. Saw this morning, Tom Cotton penned an editorial about using the military. That might be necessary. Where did he write it? The senator from Arkansas, New York Times. They did, to their credit, put it on the op-ed page. What happened? Their journalists all threatened to quit unless they fired the editors of the editorial page. And guess what? They did. I'll give you a little bit of that with Tom Cotton. He was dead on, and he still is. And what Trump is talking about there is exactly what's happening. And what you're seeing is it's not just the illegal immigration. It's the Palestinian nuts. It's a bunch of other radical groups all coming together with one purpose. They want to tear down America. That's what's going on. Is that an insurrection legally? I'll tell you why it is. Coming up here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, let's talk Dr. Benz. Because when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Benz of the Benz Dental Group. Recently, I had a chance to talk with Joyce, a listener, new patient of Dr. Benz. She said another dentist said, hey, Joyce, come on, you're going to need dentures. Joyce replied she may be She's not old. She may be vintage. And she wasn't going to go with dentures. She heard me talking about Dr. Benz, and voila, she's a patient, dental implants, and we're on the road right now. She's very happy with the great care that she's getting. Dr. Benz has the latest technology, second to none. He has the expertise, truly second to none. You will get the most accurate and best diagnosis and care. Call Dr. Robert Benz, meet with him and his team, get on the road to great dental health and the smile you've always wanted. 610-272-6949 or visit BenzDentalGroup.com. 610-272-6949.
But these are paid people in many cases, not in all cases, but in many cases. And they really are, they're agitators.
All right, not L.A., but San Francisco's finest, California all the way. This is Cut 23. Here's an explanation on all that from Nancy Pelosi. She says it's the exuberance of the moment or some kind of anarchist. I'm not sure this word here that she's using, trying to get to, setting it up. Here's what Nancy Pelosi said.
And there is a gathering, a large gathering of people. The anarchists see it as an opportunity and they move in. So always have to be careful whether you see a burned car or broken window or whatever it is. It may be the exuberance of the moment, but it may be the anarchist setting in. I heard one of the former police chiefs of Los Angeles speak about this on Sunday. Secondly, and you know this to be true, and I haven't seen it really reflected so much in the press. In a bipartisan way, on January 6th, with violence against the Constitution, against the Congress, and against the United States Capitol, we begged the President of the United States to send in the National Guard.
All right, stop right there. We're going to go back and relitigate this and her role in it and the denials that go back and forth, so much so that the best reason I can tell you with the National Guard
this
delay
is not the truth.
If you remember, is the African-American colonel or major that headed it up. And he has said in testimony, they weren't sent in because Democrats were afraid the National Guard might take Trump's side. And he said, African-American men in Washington, we're going to take Trump's side in this and overthrow the government. Are you serious? So they're going to pivot back to January 6th constantly on this. That's why the insurrection thing has to be carefully tailored. And the guy that went through this, I mentioned, Senator Tom Cotton, wrote this piece in the New York Times editorial page 5 years ago about at times it may be necessary, and this was coming off George Floyd and the like. It was entitled, Send in the Troops. And in this, he said, these rioters, if not subdued, not only will destroy the livelihood of law-abiding citizens, but take more innocent lives. Many poor communities still bear scars from past upheavals. One thing above all else, restore order to our streets, an overwhelming show of force to disperse, detain, and ultimately deter lawbreakers. Local law enforcement in some cities desperately needs backup, while delusional politicians, and he went on to say, some governors have mobilized the National Guard, yet others refuse. Sometimes the rioters still outnumber the police and guard combined. So what's left? Martial law and the military. Now, that's a bold step. New York Times printed that. Rhodes Scholar Senator Tom Cotton on the editorial page. And some of their bigger editors got fired because they had a revolt. Not because the editor said they agree with it, but it was a thoughtful point of view. Pointing out, I think this was at the height of George Floyd. At times, that may be something you need to do. So I don't think the Marines are in the front lines, but you're trying to show overwhelming force. It becomes a question of will. There's a scene in Gangs of New York, back then with the telegraph, where they telegraphed to them, put the revolt down. Put it down. Do not take any prisoners until you put it down. And they show you what the methodology was. It's a willful thing to say. There you go. Yeah. Do you like Gangs of New York, Dan?
Never seen it.
Henry, you've seen it, I bet.
Yeah? I haven't, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
DiCaprio and Daniel Day-Lewis.
I've heard wonderful things about it, yeah.
Yeah. But that's a major scene in that they're, you know, they're setting fires, they're lynching people, and there are thousands of them, and they think, what are you going to do to us? And suddenly they're met at a street with hundreds and hundreds of Union troops just firing and reloading. And the argument is, we're going to put this down. You're not going to revolt in this manner. You're not going to outnumber us. Now, I don't think LA is at that point yet, but it's a possibility that it could get at the point with all the people that were there, some of the stuff that you're seeing, and some of the... Yeah, there you go. I'm surprised you hadn't seen that. No. I don't know that it's a great... It's
on my list for like 20 years.
Yeah, same. Like, it's those long movies where it's like, I'll get around to it at some point.
It's been on repeatedly, though, and it's got some great acting, and I don't know about DiCaprio's role. It's not that, but Daniel Day-Lewis, though, and the guy that plays the big Irish sheriff who battles with him. Oh, my God.
I do have Maxine Waters' review on the film, though.
Okay, here's Maxine.
Did not create any violence. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed.
Of course. How about Becky Pringle? Does she weigh in?
No.
Becky's not there. She's in L.A., the head of the NEA.
Proud to join you here.
I don't have a one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no. Do we have Bill Devlin, or we're working on that?
He just said, okay, thank you.
All right, Pastor Bill Devlin coming up. He's got some insight. Why would Republicans vote
up on
against
that one, Bill. Okay, thank you.
This sex abuse thing that would open it up. They've never got their day in court. Look, back then, if you said a priest was doing this to you, or anybody, you weren't going to be believed. And then when you were believed, it was too late, statute of limitations and everything else. Is that why Republicans voted against it? Now, if it's something constitutional, something they don't like procedurally, I'd love to hear it. But are they feeling we don't want to put the church through this again? Would it be a witch hunt? All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line right now with Dom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.